America West Airlines is offering the government part ownership in return for a federal loan guarantee. Other carriers also want federal bailouts and are watching this closely. Mark Moran of member station KJZZ reports from Phoenix.
America West Airlines, the nation's eighth largest air carrier, was headed hastily down the path toward bankruptcy well before the terrorist attacks on September 11th, and America West has been bankrupt before. So the company's critics say it has no right to any of the $10 billion bailout program established after the attacks. But America West has come up with an extremely unique angle. The air carrier is offering the government the opportunity to buy up to a 10% stake in the company if the Air Transportation Stabilization Board, created to disperse the funds, approves America West's $400 million loan application. The plan calls for the government to have the right to buy America West stock at a certain but undisclosed price. If the price rose, the government would make money. Multiply that by the number of other air carriers willing to do the same thing, and the government could make a substantial profit. America West's cash reserves have been evaporating. Company officials say it's losing between $1 and $2 million a day, and some analysts predict the company will be out of money by the end of the year without some sort of aid. America West wants to use the $400 million in federal funds to leverage well more than that in commercial loans. President Bush entered office espousing less government involvement in business matters, and part ownership of even one air carrier would seem to signal a much greater role for his administration in corporate dealings. America West is the first air carrier to seek a share of the $10 billion bailout fund. Officials have started reviewing the application. A spokesperson for the Stabilization Board won't say when they'll reach a decision, but lawmakers have made it clear that they don't intend to provide economic assistance to air carriers that were failing before the terror attacks of September 11th. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.